All right, at this Tuesday morning, when we're looking at one of the calmest, flattest days in the market that we've seen in quite a while, I'm very happy to take a breath and talk with our friend and morning show partner, Kurt Cambier of Centennial Capital Partners. And Kurt, you know, I've lived in the world of investing and finance for a long time, and I've got a lot of friends who have really, really big money, and every once in a while, it feels to me like they can do things that I can't. But really, I think, and I want to get your opinion on this, if you're a little bit clever and you work with the right people, you actually can invest in ways that are pretty darn similar to how the big boys do.
Well, that's right. I think the economies of scale that technology has brought to the market has brought a lot of interesting investment approaches to the retail investor that they haven't seen before. And one of them is the endowment model of investing. The Harvards and Yales of the world have enjoyed superior performance over a number of years. And now what's available is there are investment platforms out there that tend to duplicate the processes of the Harvard and Yales and the big endowments and bring that to the retail investor for accounts as small as $25,000.
Wow.
It's really one of the sexier things I've seen in the investment arena in over 33 years.
Interesting. And so you're bringing that to your clients as part of a process of helping them have the right risk and the right diversification in their portfolios.
Yeah, diversification is the key because it diversifies by different asset classes, but also by styles in different regions around the world. If people haven't taken a look at this, they ought to give me an email at go to KurtCambier.com, Kurt with a KurtCambier.com, or give me a call, 303-584-1161. I'll send them out a little packet of information. It's something that everyone should at least take a look at.
Hey, I appreciate it, Kurt. Thank you very much, and we'll talk with you again tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. And folks, hey, I want to remind you, whether it's with Kurt or any of the other companies that you hear me talk about on this show, I know a lot of you, probably most of you, are driving to work when you hear me on the show, and you might not be able to write down an email address or a website link or a phone number. So if you're ever thinking, hey, who's that financial guy that Ross talks to? I'd really like to talk to him, and you can't remember. Just email me at ross@khow.com, and I'll get you the information. Right, so don't be shy. I respond to almost all my listener email, believe it or not, even though it takes up a huge part of my day. So don't be shy. Keep in touch about that or anything else. All right. I want